ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम्. सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां. पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते. पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम्. బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ చాప్టర్ 4 మునికాండం మంత్ర 4.3.14. ఆరామమస్య పశ్యంతీం నతం పశ్యతి కశ్చన ఇతి తం నాయతం బోధయేదిత్యాహుః. దుర్భిషజం దుర్భిషజ్యం హాస్మై భవతి యమేష న ప్రతిపద్యతే. అథో ఖలు ఆహుః జాగరిత దేశ ఏవాస్యైష ఇతి. యాని హ్యేవ జాగ్రత్ పశ్యతి తాని సుప్త ఇతి. అత్రాయం పురుషః స్వయం జ్యోతిర్భవతి. సోహం భగవతే సహస్రం దదామి. అత ఊర్ధ్వం విమోక్షాయ బ్రూహీతి. We have been seeing this shloka in the last class. Asya aramam pashyanti. Aramam means the place of enjoyment. Aramam, where you relax. So in swapnavastha, in dream, atma illumines or perceives the arama. Arama, the sporting place, the relaxing place, which are created by itself and enjoys all experiences. Again, atma creates for itself, means atma blesses the antakaranam, the mind, and through antakaranam, vasana activation, atma illumines through that arama, that resting place. And Shankaracharya, he writes, it is upalakshana, example for grama, pashavaha, all that thing, resting places for all of them, all the villages, towns, people. So everything atma creates and illumines when in swapna. So pashyanti, but tam na pashyati kaschana. Even though atma illumines everything, perceives everything, nobody can illumine or perceive the atma, because everything else is object and inert in nature, mind itself cannot perceive. That is why in Keno Upanishad we saw this mantra earlier. Yen manasa na manute, yena hur mano matam, yaha chakshusha na pashyati, yena chakshugam shipashyati, yaha strotrena na shrunoti, yena shrotram idagam shrutam. Atma itself illumines the mind, and the mind cannot illumine the atma. So with borrowed light, mind illumines the world. Therefore, tam kaschana na pashyati. If no one illumines, who illumines the atma? We have already seen this answer. Atma is swayam jyotihi bhavati, self-effulgent. With this iti, the Rigmantra quotation is over. So Upanishad is quoting a Rigmantra here in the two lines. And now the sloka portion is over. Now the Upanishad gives, that is Yajnavalkya himself gives a nice idea here. He says, during Jagradavastha, the sense organs are in the Golakam, the physical part of the body. I hope you remember what is Indriyam and the Golakam. Indriyam belongs to the Sukshma Shariram, the subtle body, and Golakam belongs to the Stula Shariram, the gross body. So in Jagradavastha, in waking state, Indriyams are in respective Golakams, and in Swapnavastha, Indriyas withdraw from Golakams. During Jagradavastha again, they will go back to their respective offices, to their Golakams. The Chakshur Indriyam will go to the eyes, all that. In Swapna, eyes, ears, they do not respond because sense organs are withdrawn. Then Yajnavalkya says, there is a popular saying amidst the doctors, not the modern day doctors, these are all these Vedic time doctors. What do they say? one should not wake up a person suddenly. When somebody is asleep, do not wake him up suddenly. Why? It seems those doctors, they say, if you suddenly wake up, the sense organs have to go to the respective golakams. The chakshurindriyam, the power of sight should go back to the eyes. The power of hearing has to go back to the ears. But in a hurry, the five indriyas, instead of going to the respective golakams, they may go to the wrong golakam. The chakshurindriya may go, instead of going to the eyes, may go to the ears. Thus, chakshurindriya may go to shrotra golaka, and shrotraindriya may go to nasa golaka, the nostrils, that can go to thva golaka. So all kinds of things can happen. Then what happens? That person may be blinded or will become deaf, and it may be so permanent, the effect can be so permanent, it cannot be treated also. Untreatable problem may come. It may be so permanent. So the Upanishad uses the word durbishajyam, a disease or a roga which cannot be treated. That is permanently becoming blind or deaf. Because of what? Indriyam getting exchanged. It seems in medical field also there is a peculiar disease called synesthesia. Maybe this came long ago in the Hindu supplement in India, long ago in 1995, Swamiji quotes this, where it was said that the sense organs do some other job. Through eyes, sound may be heard, through ears, forms may be perceived, all kinds of things. And such a condition, the Upanishad says here in this mantra. Therefore, Yajnavalkya wishes to protect the individual from durbishajyam, the incurable disease. So jiva does not get into the golakas, which means jiva indriyani will not get into golakas properly. So from this, what we prove now? What is the tatparyam of this quotation? Acharya says, from this it is clear, jiva leaves the physical body at the time of swapna and operates individually with its own sukshma shariram, vasanamaya vrittis, and vasanamaya prapancha, that it can independently operate. So it is clear that the jiva is distinct from body. Because what you can drop is not your integral part. It's a very, very simple logic. If I can drop my physical body in dream, therefore, physical body is not an integral part of me. Now, ato khalu ahuhu. Some Purvapakshi people, the Pradivadis, they have raised an objection for this. What did they say? Jagarita deshaha eva asya eshaha bhavati. Their objection is what? The dream also is part of Jagrat Prapancha only, waking state. Just as in waking, we go to different places, see different things, do different items, different actions. In Swapna also, we go to different places. And why treat it as differently from Jagrat Avastha? What is the logic? He gives, in Swapna also, we experience the same thing as you do in waking state. He says, Yanihi eva Jagrat Pashyati Thani Suptahayiti. Whatever objects one experiences in Jagrat Avastha, in waking state, Yani Pashyati, Vastuni Pashyati, Thani Suptaha. Same object, dreamer also sees. So in Swapna also, Desha, Kala, Padartha, they are all there. Sense organs are there. Interactions are there. Sukham, Dukham, they are all there. So why do you separate Swapna from Jagrat Avastha? And therefore, jagarita deshaha eva asya yeshaha swapnaha. So that is asya jivasya swapnaha api jagarita deshaha eva ityartha. So it is another type of land you go, that is all. And for this objection, Yajnavalkya does not answer the question in this mantra, because if you remember, the answer has been already given in the 10th mantra. When we were discussing the 10th mantra in the previous classes, I said the question only, the answer is given in that mantra, the question is going to come later. And that is the question here for which answer was already given in the 10th mantra. In fact, this was mentioned at that time. So the Upanishad answers first and question is given later. And what was the answer given there, if you remember? Natatra rathaha na ratayogaha na pantanaha. Swapna cannot be compared to Jagrat, waking state, because in Swapna, external objects are not there. And he cannot perceive the external objects because sense organs are passive. Eyes are closed to see objects, external objects. Ears are not functioning to hear external sounds. Again, the tongue is not functioning to taste the external things. So in Swapna, Rathaha na Santi. Ratha yogaha, horses, they are not there. Pantaha, the paths, the margas, they are not there. Then how come I experience everything in dream? For that answer was given, Rathan, Ratha yogan, Panta, they are all srijate. All these things, they are all Jiva himself creates, all from vasanas. Thus, they are only projected impressions of the mind. Dream chariot is a chariot thought projected, chariot vritti projected. Similarly, dream horses and all of them. Therefore, Jagradavastha and Swapnavastha cannot be equated. Jagrad is Savishayakam. Swapna is Nirvishayakam. And then why does the Purvapakshi object to this? What is the advantage of this objection? The advantage is, once you say, Swapna also there is external world like Jagrat, then the Purvapakshi can say, in Swapna also Bahya Prakashas are there, external illumination. That is the advantage he gets. And he will say, in Swapna also Surya will be there, Chandra will be there, and all those things can be there. And if Bahya Prakasha is in Swapna, external illumination is in Swapna, one cannot prove Swayam Jyoti Prakasha. Self-effulgent, Atma Prakasha. Therefore, to prove that, we have to negate Bahya Prakasha. And to negate Bahya Prakasha, external illumination, you should say, Swapna is different from Jagrat. Thus, we have to supply the answer to objection. And then the mantra continues. Now, Atra Ayam Purushaha Swayam Jyotihi Bhavati. Therefore, Swapna is a different state. In Swapna, Bahya Prakasha is not there. External illumination is not there. And in Swapna, Atma Prakasha alone is there. And that Atma Prakasha is Swayam Jyotihi. Therefore, Yagyavalkya asserts, Atra. Atra means Swapna Avasthayam, Bahya Prakasha Rahita Avasthayam, Ayam Purushaha, Atma Swayam Jyotireva Bhavati. Now Janaka is very happy with all this teaching and he says, I have understood Atma Swarupam. And what is the nature of Atma? It is Swayam Jyotishtvam, Deha Vilakshanatvam. Swayam Jyotishtvam is self-effulgent and it is distinct from the body, Deha Vilakshanatvam. Then can we conclude the teaching then? Janaka wants to know more about Atma. Therefore he says, Soham Bhagavate Sahasram Dadami. For what you have taught me until now, I will give you a special dakshina to encourage you so that I can ask you to continue the teaching. So Janaka wants Yajnavalkya to teach more. Now Janaka tells to Yajnavalkya that your teaching enlightens me. So Saha Aham, the enlightened I, Dadami, shall give you Sahasram. Sahasram, 1,000 what? Gavam Sahasram, 1,000 cows I will give you. Not to send you off. Ataham Urdvam Vimokshaya Bruhi. May you teach me more. Not that I want to give you 1,000 cows so that you can go away. No, no, you have to teach me more. May you teach me more. For what? Vimokshaya. To gain freedom. To gain moksha. And Shankaracharya interprets Atma Jnanaya. To get Atma Jnana. Teach me more for clear understanding of Atma, the Self. So, Atma Jnanaya Urdvam Bruhi. Please tell me more. Shloka 15. Tava Eshaye Tasminna Samprasade Ratva Charitva Drishtvaiva Punyancha Papancha Puna Pratinyayam Pratiyonya Dravati Swapna Yavam Sayat Tatram Kinchit Pashyatim Ananvagatastena Bhavatim Asangohyam Purushaha Yitim ஏவமே வைத்தத் யாக்ஞவல்க்ய சோஹம் பகவதே சஹஸ்ரம் ததாமி அத ஊர்த்வம் விமோக்ஷாயை வப்ரூஹீதி. So until now, two features of Atma have been said. One is Swayam Jyotishtvam, self-effulgence, and two, Deha Vilakshanatvam or Sangata Vilakshanatvam, Karya Karana Sangata Vilakshanatvam, distinction of Atma from body. And in this mantra, Yajnavalkya teaches Karma Vilakshanatvam or Karma Sambandha Rahitatvam of Atma. Atma has no connection with karma, no connection with Sanchita Karma, Agami Karma, Prarabdha Karma, or their palams also. And how does Yajnavalkya show that? By taking Swapna experience itself, Yajnavalkya points out in Swapna, the Jiva, individual, performs some actions and reaps results in Swapna itself. Identified with Swapna Sharira, he performs some actions and reaps the results. And when he wakes up, he comes back to the Jagrat Avastha, the Jiva drops off all Swapna Karma and Swapna Karma Phala. Then he comes back to Jagrat Avastha, and there also he is identified with Shariram, the Jagrat Shariram. He does Karma and he takes Phalam for all the Karmas. And for each avastha, karma and palam are there and dropped in the next avastha. Since karma and karma palams come incidentally or temporarily, they cannot be the nature of our atma. What comes and goes is not swarupam. We already saw that. So jagrat avasthayam jagrat karma agachati, swapna avasthayam jagrat karma nasti. And the karma in Swapna Avastha is not there in Jagrat Avastha. So that which incidentally comes, that is called agantukam, cannot be the nature of the self. This is the idea. So karma asambandhatvam, karma sambandha rahitatvam, and that is what is said here. Sava eshaha, this atma, this purushaha, we have to supply the word swapne. In Swapna, Swapna Avastha, Ratva. So we should leave the Etaspin Samprasade term for the time being here to understand this term, and then we'll connect it. Therefore, Sava Eshaha, Swapne Ratva Charitva. That we have to connect like that, Ratva. Ratva means Ramanam Kritva, having enjoyed, having rebelled. He has so many sense objects in the dream, and he enjoys all of them. And Charitva, having exhausted one set of enjoyments, he goes to another place for some time. He watches maybe TV, and then he goes to kitchen and eats something, listens to a musical concert. Charitva means charanam kritva, keep on moving. And the drishtvaiva punyam cha papam cha, he experiences many punyams and papams also. How can he experience punyam and papam? Punyam and papam are adrishtam. How can he experience them? Therefore, Acharya says, here punya means punya palam. Papa means papa palam. So punya palam, papa palam cha drishtva, having experienced punya and papa palams in the form of pleasurable and painful experiences in dream. Then we have to go back. Yetasmin samprasade gatva. We just wanted to make a rearrangement. This samprasade gatva, that samprasade, we moved it here. So samprasade gatva, he goes to sushupti avastha. Samprasadaha here refers to sushupti avastha, samprasada avastha. And then why sushupti is called samprasadaha? This word does not come in any other Upanishad. Only in Brihadaranyaka it comes, very unique. Shankaracharya gives a very beautiful derivation for this word. Samprasada means samyak indriyani or karanani prasidanti asmin iti samprasadaha, a state in which all organs are totally resting, totally tranquil, totally non-operative. In Swapna also some of the organs do not operate, but remember some organs partially operate, especially the mind and the vasanas. In Swapna we are resting, we are not totally resting. Body rests, the indriyas rest, thinking faculty rests, mind rests, buddhi rests, but chittam faculty, the memory faculty, vasana faculty, they are all working in Swapna. Therefore in Swapna rest is partial. whereas in Sushupti, the rest is total. Therefore, Swapna is Prasadadaha and Sushupti is Samprasadaha. Prasadaha, Samprasadaha, total tranquility. And this Jiva, this Samprasade Gatva goes to Sushupti and then what? Punaha, once again, Swapnaya, Swapnaya, Swapnaya Eva, Adravati. Jiva comes back to Swapnavastha again. He dreams, goes to sleep, again comes back to dream. How does it come? Pratinyayam Adravati. It comes through the same path or marga. Pratinyayam, same way as it went. The path in which it goes to Sushupti, the sleep state, and in the same marga, it comes back to Swapna from Sushupti back. It comes back retracing in the reverse direction. Nyaya means nirgamanam. Ayaha means gamanam. Nirayaha, bahirgamanam. So going out, it comes back. Therefore, Jiva comes back through the same path in the reverse direction. And where does it come back? Pratiyonihi. It comes to the very same state in which it was before. Yonihi means thanam, avastha. Therefore, pratiyoni means swapna avastha. Thus, the meaning of these two lines is what? Jiva enjoys punya papa in dream and takes total rest in sleep and again comes back to dream to enjoy pleasure and pain once again. So what? Why are we saying all this? Yajnavalkya says that is important. So listen. Saha, Yajnavalkya says, Saha, yet tatra kinchit pasyati. Whatever the jiva experiences in dream, that is punyam or papam, tena ananvagataha. It is not associated. It is unconnected with that. How do you prove that? Because in Sushupti, it is able to drop all punya and papa. When it comes to Swapna, punya and papa are there. So this shows that punya and papa are incidental. Because the rule is, if the punya and papa are intrinsic, they must be experienced in all the three states. For example, consciousness is intrinsic to Jiva and it is present in all the three states. What is intrinsic is permanent. So, yatim swabhavikam tat nityam, yat agantukam tat anityam. Existence, consciousness, they are all my nature. Because I enjoy them in all the three periods of time. Punya papa is not my nature because I don't have that in all the three periods of time. Therefore, Yajnavalkya concludes this, the very famous statement here, asangaha hi ayam purushaha. Shankaracharya quotes this statement very often. Ayam purushaha asangaha, an unique word which we don't have in other Upanishads. Actually, in Brihadaranyaka, we have a lot of such quotations and unique words and usage. So to convey asangatvam, one has to quote Brihadaranyaka only. Asangohi ayam purushaha. From that, Yajnavalkya conveys that all swapna experiences are temporary modifications in mind. The mind is shining because of consciousness. And I am that consciousness. And therefore, the experiences belong to the mind, not to me, the conscious principle. But if we identify with the mind, there is a problem. That I am the waker, I am the dreamer, I am the sleeper. All those problems will come if I identify with the mind. So, asangohi ayam purushaha iti. Therefore, through this, Yajnavalkya conveys punya papa vilakshanatvam or karma vilakshanatvam of atma. Then Janaka says, evam eva tath. Yajnavalkya, I have understood your teaching and I am so happy. Na punyam, na papam, na saukyam, na dukkam, na mantro, na tirto, na veda, na janma. Aham bojanam naiva bojyam na bokta. Chidananda rupaha shivoham shivoham. And therefore, take another 1,000 cows. Soham Bhagavate Sahasram Dadami Atham Urdvam Vimokshaya Ruhi. Janaka requests Yajnavalkya again to teach more on the Atmajnanam. And that portion is repetition from the previous shloka. Mantra 16. Sava Yeshaha Yetatsmin Swapne Ratva Charitva దృష్ట్వైవ పుణ్యం చ పాపం చ పునః ప్రతిన్యాయం ప్రతియోన్యాద్రవతి ఉద్ధాంతాయ ఏవ స యత్తత్ర కించిత్ పశ్యతి అనన్వాగతస్తేన భవతి అసంగోహ్యం పురుష ఇతి ఏవమేవైతత్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య సోహం భగవతే సహస్రం దదామి అత ఊర్ధ్వం విమోక్షాయైవ బ్రూహేతి బ్రూహీతి. సో దిస్ మంత్ర ఇస్ అగైన్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ అ రిపిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రీవియస్ మంత్ర, ఓన్లీ స్లైట్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ దేర్. ప్రీవియస్లీ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య సెడ్ వన్ గోస్ ఫ్రమ్ స్వప్నావస్థ టు సుషుప్తి అండ్ అగైన్ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ టు స్వప్న. ఓన్లీ థింగ్ ఇస్ ది వర్డ్ సుషుప్తి వాస్ నాట్ యూస్డ్, ద యూస్ వర్డ్ యూస్డ్ హియర్ ఇస్ సంప్రసాద. హియర్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య యూసెస్ He says, now Jiva need not always go to Sushupti and back to Swapna alone. Jiva can come back to Jagradavastha also from Sushupti. Therefore, having enjoyed different things in dream, Jiva can go back to Jagradavastha also. This is the only difference between that mantra and this mantra. Therefore, Jagradavastha is here called Buddhantam, another name, Jagradavastha. స్వప్నాంతం స్వప్నావస్థ అండ్ సంప్రసాద సుషుప్తి అవస్థ. సో వీ గాట్ త్రీ నేమ్స్ నౌ. బుద్ధాంతం మీన్స్ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ, స్వప్నాంతం స్వప్నావస్థ అండ్ సంప్రసాద సుషుప్తి అవస్థ. దే ఆర్ న్యూ వర్డ్స్ టు షో దీస్ త్రీ అవస్థాస్ అండ్ ది రెస్ట్ ఆర్ సేమ్ అస్ ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక. వి విల్ నాట్ గో టు ది వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ నౌ. హీ సేస్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎంజాయ్డ్ రత్వా చరిత్వా అండ్ హ్యావింగ్ సీన్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్య పాప ఫలమ్స్, Jiva once again comes back to Buddhanta, that is the Jagradavastha. Here also what is the principle? Sa yat kinchit tatra pashyati ananvagatasthena bhavati. Whatever he experiences in Jagradavastha, he is not associated with that. He is illuminator and he does not have punya and papa. And why? Because asangohi ayam purushaha. Then he is unconnected, the Atma. Then Janaka also says, I have understood and I'll give you 1,000 cows and teach me further. And Acharya interprets these two slokas, 16th and 17th, as Kama Vilakshanatvam or Kama Sambandha Rahitatvam. 15th sloka was Karma Sambandha Rahitatvam. 16th and 17th is Kama Sambandha Rahitatvam. And 17th is almost the same. Let us read that mantra also. Sava Esha Yetasmin బుద్ధాంతే రత్వా చరిత్వా దృష్ట్వైవ పుణ్యం చ పాపం చ పునః ప్రతిన్యాయం ప్రతియోన్యా ద్రవతి స్వప్నాంతాయ ఏవ చ. హావింగ్ కమ్ టు జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ, దర్ ఆల్సో జీవా ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ పుణ్య పుణ్య అండ్ పాపం, అండ్ వన్స్ అగైన్ జీవా గోస్ బ్యాక్ టు స్వప్న స్వప్నావస్థ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. That is why it is said, actually in Kaivya Upanishad, I quoted this mantra earlier, perhaps I did. Puratraye kritati yascha jivaha tatastu jatam sakalam vichitram adharam anandam akanda bodham yasmin layam yati puratrayancham. Puratraye kritati, puratraye, shariratrayam, shariratrayam is puratrayam, or avastatrayam. Kritati, moves about. Plays about, dances about in all the three avasthas. So Jiva goes from one avastha to another. From this it is also clear that Jiva is not stuck to an avastha. If it is associated with Jagrat avastha, then we will be permanent waker. If it is associated with Swapna avastha, we will be permanent dreamer. The very fact that the avasthas vary, that indicates that Jiva is neither a waker, nor a dreamer, nor a sleeper all the time. And who is the waker, dreamer and sleeper? The mind wakes up, mind dreams, and mind alone rests. Then who is the Jiva Swarupam, which is different from mind? That is Sakshi Chaitanyam. Thus the 16th and the 17th mantras, they reveal Kama Sambandha Rahitatvam. And what are the ideas taught so far now? Swayam Jyotishtvam, that is Atma is self-effulgent. Then Sharira Vilakshanatvam, Atma is free from body. And Karma Sambandha Rahitatvam, it is free from Punya and Papa Karmas. And Kama Sambandha Rahitatvam, Atma is free from Kama. And then Yajnavalkya winds up this topic by giving an example in the next mantra, Mantra 18. We will read. Tadyata Mahamatsyaha Ube Kule అనుసంచరతి పూర్వంచ అపరంచ ఏవమేవాయం పురుషః ఏతా ఉభావంతౌ అనుసంచరతి స్వప్నాంతం చ ఉద్ధాంతం చ. హియర్ ది ఉపనిషద్ గివ్స్ ఏ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, ఏ బిగ్ ఫిష్, మహామత్స్య దృష్టాంత, బిగ్ ఫిష్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. మత్స్య మీన్స్ ఫిష్, మహామత్స్య బిగ్ ఫిష్, యూ కెన్ టేక్ మేబీ షార్క్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ దాట్, హ్యూజ్ ఫిష్. ఇట్ గివ్స్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ అ బిగ్ ఫిష్ టు ఇండికేట్ ది కరెంట్ ఇన్ ద రివర్ డూ నాట్ అఫెక్ట్ ద మూమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫిష్, ఇట్ ఇస్ సో బిగ్. సో అచలత్వ ద్యోతనార్థ. సో వాట్ డస్ ద ఫిష్ డూ? ఇమాజిన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ స్విమ్మింగ్, while swimming sometimes it is at the center of the river, not associated with either banks, so no sambandha with the right bank or the left bank. It moves in the middle, sometimes it moves closer to the right bank and sometimes moves closer to the left bank, but even though it moves from one bank to another bank, it is not associated with anything that is on the right bank or on the left bank. It is unlike a tree on the bank which are stuck there, it cannot escape. Whereas the fish does not belong to any bank since it is not stuck to any bank. And like that fish, the jiva sometimes is associated with jagradavastha, sometimes with swapna prapancha, and it swims, and sometimes it is in the middle, that is, it sleeps. So it can happen even in class also. Why? Mahamatsyavate. So ubem kulem anusancharati. It is what? It is called asangaha. So fish is asangaha because it does not belong to any bank or any kulam. Kulam means bank or the river. And that is what is it here. So if you look at the mantra, mahamatsyaha ube kule anusancharati. Kulam means bank, as I told you. So anusancharati, anu means kramena. Sometimes to the right, sometimes to the left, sometimes to the left. So it swims about, charati, sancharati. Purvancha, aparancha. Purva means the eastern side, aparamcha, western banks, it can go to, so if it is a north-south river, so it can go to the eastern side, western side and all that. Evam eva, in the same way, purushaha, yetau, ubau, antau, anusancharati. The chaitanyam also, purushaha's chaitanyam, also moves from one avastha to another avastha. And here, ubau, antau means ube, avasthe, anusancharati, kramena sancharati. And what are the two avasthas? Swapnantam cha, buddhantam cha. And they are swapna avastha or jagrat avastha. But we should be careful. The fish physically moves from one bank to another. But chaitanyam does not move in the real sense from one avastha to another, but moves as though in course. So that shifting does not belong to atma, but shifting belongs to what? To the mind. As the mind shifts, it looks as though the Atma shifts. Earth moves around its axis. We don't say Earth is rotating. But what do we say? The illuminating sun travels from east to west. Really, it is not so. In the same way, Atma is as it is. The mind is rotating. Jagradavastha, Swapnavastha, Sushuptiavastha. I, the Atma, illumine. And I don't move from one avastha to another avastha at all. Really speaking, I don't belong to any avastha also. I, the Chaitanya Mahatma, I don't belong to any avastha. I am avastha traya sakshi, avastha traya vilakshanaha. Now in the 18th and the 19th mantra, Yajnavalkya concludes the discussion. This is a upasamhara shloka by summing up the teaching that he has given so far. And while summing up the teaching, Yajnavalkya gives two examples. One in the 18th mantra and another in the 19th mantra. We saw the 18th mantra where the Mahamatsya Drishtanta was given, the big fish example. A well-known example often quoted by Acharya, Shankaracharya. And the example is quoted to show that Atma is in every state, but Atma not related to or connected to any state. That is why in Mandukya Upanishad also we see when Atma seems to be connected with Jagradavastha, it gets the name Vishwa. When seemingly connected with the Swapnavastha, it gets the name Taijasa. When seemingly connected with the Sushupti Avastha, it is called Prajnaha. But really speaking, Atma is not connected with anything. Therefore, it continues to be Turiyam Nanta Pragyam Nabhagish Pragyam Na Pragyana Ganam. We saw all that thing in Mandukya. But in Mandukya Upanishad, we do not get an example. And the well-known example here given is Mahamatsya, where we do not find in any other Upanishad this example. So the only example for Avastatraya Sakshi, Avastatraya Vilakshanaha, Avastatraya Asaktaha is the Mahamatsya Drishtanta given in Brihadaranyaka. The big fish moves near the banks of the river, and each bank corresponding to each avastha. Jagrat avastha is one bank, Sapna avastha is another bank. It moves close to the bank, and whatever is on the bank does not affect the fish. So, samipe vartate natu sangaha nasti, sambandaha nasti, even if it goes near. And the example of Mahamatsya is taken to show that just as the powerful current of the river does not affect the fish, and it does not carry the fish away. Similarly, Atma api guruna api dukkhena na vichalyate. Atma cannot be shaken by anything that might happen to in Jagradavastha or Swapnavastha. Nothing happens to Atma. So how do you say nothing happens to Atma when I experience so many sufferings in life? One may ask. Whenever you say, I experience the suffering, unfortunately, the I is a misplaced I based on Jagrat Shariram or Swapna Shariram. It is a crooked I, the Ahankara I, the associate I, body identified I. It's not the straight capital I. We never said that Jagrat Shariram will never be affected. Jagrat Shariram, Swapna Shariram, they will be affected always. What we say is, Atma is Achedyaha, Adahyaha, all that thing as Krishna said in the Gita, unaffected. So, evam evam anusancharati swapnantancha buddhantancha. That anusancharati indicates the repeated association. Daily we dream, daily we wake up, daily again we go to sleep, again we get up, go to Jagradavastha, Supnavastha, Sushupti, back and forth. So Upanishad uses the word anu sancharati. Anu means kramena, puna punaha, again and again sancharati, moves about. Mantra 19. Tadhyata asmin akashe shenova suparnova viparipatya shrantaha sanghatya pakshau samlaya eva driyate eva mevayam purushaha etasma antaya dhavati yatra suptaha na kanchana kamam kamayate na kanchana swapnam pashyati. This is another concluding upasamhara mantra. Here the example is a bird, a pakshi. This is also a very well-known example, pakshi example. In both the examples, the central theme is Atma moves through all the three avastas without getting affected. And Yajnavalkya says that a bird moves in the sky in search of its prey. It moves all over the sky. And after moving about for some time, the bird gets tired. So until evening, it may be moving about, and thereafterwards, Shrantaha Bhavati. Shrantaha Bhavati means it gets tired of movement. And it has varieties of experiences also throughout the day. And at the end of the day, during sunset, what does the tired bird do? It goes towards its nest to take rest. In the same way, this jiva also, identified with sukshma shariram and stula shariram, moves about in Jagradavastha and Swapnavastha. We are the birds moving about in these avastas. And because of movement, we are tired by evening, with varieties of experiences in the offices, in the family, in with people, everywhere. We are so tired of so many experiences. At least in dream, can we escape from this? No. There are also the same problem. After all the experiences, what do I want? To get out of samsara. If I cannot get permanent moksha, does not matter. At least can I get some temporary moksha? And therefore, I go to the third avastha, the sushupti avastha, which is pragnaha karana atma. I enter into my Karana Swarupam, where no more differences exist, no more interactions exist, no more raga, no more dvesha, and there is only total rest in sleep. And for what purpose it is resting? To start the game again, once again, the next day. Punastha janmantara karma yogat sa eva jiva svapiti prabuddhaha. Puratraye kridati yascha jivaha tatastu jatam sakalam vichitram. Again, same thing. In the morning, we experience samsara, and in the evening, we take rest free of samsara temporarily. So, swarupa avasthanam, which is called, we call this moksha. Actually, in Tamil, it is called veedu, my house. So, we call that moksha, veedu. The only difference is, in sushupti is temporary moksha. That is what is said in this mantra. Shenaha, Suparnaha, Va. Actually, Shena, Suparna, both are eagle only. But Shankaracharya, he makes a distinction. The faster moving eagle is called Suparnaha. And Shenaha is Mandena Chalati. It goes slow. Suparnaha means Vegena Chalati. It flies fast. And just as people also, you know, there are some fast moving people, some slow moving people, all kinds of varieties. So what do these birds do? Asmin akashe viparipatya. Viparipatya means flying. Paripat means to fly. They fly all over in the sky. Shrantaha. They become tired of movement. And when it is tired, samhatya pakshav. Samhatya means folds its wings. Having folded them, then what they do? Samlayaya eva driyate. Carries itself towards the nest. So samlayaha means samyak liyate asmin iti samlayaha. Wherever it rests, here it's a nest, it's nest. Driyate carries itself. So this is the example part. Now comes the original. Evam eva, I am purushaha. The same is the story of the jivatma. What he has done? He has also flown in jagradavastha and sopnavastha in search of food. Here food means not the food for the mouth, but for all the sense organs, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, food for all of them, food for thought, food for eyes, food for ears, everywhere. He has been going all over the place. So jivatma flew all over and ultimately got tired. And that tired, that dhavati, the jiva doesn't go to bed. He rushes, runs towards bed. Yetasma antaya. Yetasma means yetasmai, antaha means tham. And so, yetasmai antaya sushuptisthanaya, he rushes to sushuptisthanam, sleep, the nest of the jivatma bird. Why we say sushuptisthanam is resting place? Because in sushupti, there are no more transactions. And therefore, Yajnavalkya defines sushupti in the last portion of this mantra, which is a definition which we find in Mandukya Upanishad also. Yatra supto na kanchana kamam kamayate na kanchana swapnam pasyati tat sushuptam sushuptasthana yeki bhutaha prajnanagana evam anandamayo anandamayo hi anandabukam cheto mukaha prajnastritiya padaha. We saw it already in Mandukya. So na kanchana kamam kamayate. Sushupti is defined as a state in which a person is free from all desires. Actually, in the Gita, Swami said, Prajahadi yatan kam eda kaman sarvan patta manogatan. He is like a jivan muktaha in sushupti. Only difference is, Prajahadi eda kaman is for a permanent jivan mukta, but the sleeper is a temporary jivan mukta. Na kanchana kamam kamayate. Here, kamaha means vishayaha, sense objects. Kamayate iti kamaha. Kamayate iti kamaha. So, karma vipitti. So, because sushuptasthanaha yeki bhutaha, all dualities are resolved into himself. And the desire requires duality. Any desire requires duality. Desirer and desired. In sushupti, dvaita abhavat, beda abhavat, sarvasya yeki bhutatvat, vishaya abhavat, kama abhavaha. Sometimes, even if you do not have external objects, we may project external objects as in dream. We can imagine objects and develop desires to them. In dream also, there is no external object. But still, what do? out of our own vasanas, we create an object, and having created, we ourselves fall in love with that object and get attracted to that, tempted by that, we run after that. And who has made the object? Myself. And whose it is? It is mine. Then still I run after. And when I run after, what happens? There is another person also to obstruct it. So in Swapnam, all there is a projected duality, projected desires, projected samsara anubhava. Whereas in Sushupti, the advantage is what? Even the projected duality is not there. Even apparent duality is not there. Therefore, na kanchana swapnam pasyati. Therefore, he does not see any dream also in Sushupti, in deep sleep. And we have to connect this sentence, tasmai antaya. So yatra yasmin antem tasmai antaya, to that sleep state or prajna avastham, the jiva goes. So from the fish and bird examples, Yajnavalkya conveys the idea, jiva can have problems in dream, but jiva shakes off the problems in sleep. What does that indicate? All problems are also incidental. Because what is the logic? What is permanent cannot be shaken off. In sleep, everything is shaken off. All problems also go away. That means I am asangaha. There is only one thing that is not shaken off. That is Chaitanyam, and that is my very nature. Shloka 20. Tava asyaitaha hitanama nadyaha yata keshaha sahasradha bhinnaham tavatham animnatishtantim shuklasya neelasya pingalasya haritasya lohitasya purna atayatrainam gnantivam jinantivam hastivam vichayayatim gartamiva patatim yadeva jagradbhayam pashyatim tatatra avidya avidyayamanyate atayatra deva ivam raja ivam ahame vedam sarvosmiti manyate sosya paramo lokaham. So when we study the three avastas, the jagrat and swapna avastas, we experience dvaitam or division. In jagrat avastha and swapna avastha, we experience division, dvaitam. I am one of the duality, therefore I experience samsara. Whereas in sushupti, I am free from duality. I am in advaitam and free from samsara. In jagrat and swapna, I am with samsara. But in sushupti, I am without samsara. So if I have got both natures, I am samsara rahitaha in two avastas, and in the third, I am samsara sahitaha. Then if that is the free, how do I know? So third avastha, samsara rahita, samsara sahita in two avastas, then how do I know which one is my real nature? Both ways one can interpret. One can say, my nature is samsara, but in sushupti, I am temporarily enjoying moksha. I am primarily samsari, and moksha comes once when I'm temporarily, when I'm sleeping. Or I can also say, I am muktaha, really, but samsara is experienced temporarily. How can we know which is swarupam and which is vesham? Samsari can be swarupam and mukta can be vesha, or mukta can be swarupam, samsari can be vesha. Which is incidental, which is intrinsic, which is agantukam, and which is swabhavikam. So if you take vote also, samsara wins. Because there are two votes in two avastas, in jagrat and swapna, samsaratvam is there. I am samsari, but only in one avastha, sushupti, I am muktaha. So majority wise also, if you take, samsara only wins. And because of this confusion in this mantra, Yajnavalkya wants to establish that moksha is swabhavikam. Advaitam is swabhavikam. Atmanaha purnatvam is swabhavikam. And samsara, paricheda, limitation, agantukam, it's incidental. They are all. So samsara eva agantukaha. Moksha swabhavikaha eva. So put it technically, samsara avidya karyam. Moksha is vidya karyam. Samsara is the result of ignorance and delusion. Moksha is the result of knowledge, atmajnanam, of my real nature. And this idea is conveyed through Swapna itself in this shloka. So the entire Brahmanam is full of Swapna, dream examples, dream discussion only so much. Through Swapna experience, this idea is conveyed. What is that? Avidyavashatam dvaitam dukkhancha. And vidyavashatam advaitam anandahacha. So for this first dream is explained. What happens in dream? The Upanishad says, during dream, jiva is withdrawn into the nadis. As we had seen before, actually this has come earlier also in the second chapter, the first section, mantra 19, and the fourth chapter, second section, again, mantra 3. So jiva withdraws into, I just only gave the reference to you, you can refer back to this point. So jiva withdraws into nadis, and remaining in the nadi alone, jiva experiences dream. Therefore, the Upanishad gives a nadi description first. We don't want to translate nadi into any language because still there is a lot of controversy whether it is nerves, limbs, lymph vessels, blood vessels. There are a lot of confusion. So many people have so many things, and the safest translation for nadi is nadi. And the Upanishad says, hita nama nadyaha. There are many numerous nadis known as hitaha. Why these nadis are called hitas? Because it seems through these nadis alone, ultimately, the jiva withdraws into sleep. Through nadis, one goes to waking state, and through nadis, one withdraws oneself into sushupti also. Therefore, the nadis are pathways to sushupti, which is all ananda. When you go to sushupti, it's all ananda. So, which everyone loves and favorable to all. And therefore, nadis are called hitas. Hita rupena sushupti margaham hita nadyaha. So these hita nadis are there asya for this jivatma, and there are numerous nadis known as hita. And what type of nadis are they? They are all very fine, as subtle as keshaha the hair. Not just keshaha by itself, sahasrada binnaha. The hair which has been divided into 1,000 fold, alongside, lengthwise, not across. So fine. So sahasradha binnaha keshaha yata ati sukshmaha bhavati tavatam ati sukshmena nadyaha tishtanti. So fine are these hida nadis. And not only that, through these nadis, several fluids run. It is like a vessel. There is a gap within. Through that certain subtle fluids, this annarasa, they flow through them. Not only various fluids, fluids of different colors also flow. We have seen this a little bit at that time. And what are the various colors? Shuklasya, white. Neelasya, blue. Pingalasya, yellow. Haritasya, green. Lohitasya, red. And all are Shashtiva Bhakti. We have to convert them to Tritiya as adjective to Annarasena. So therefore it will be Shuklena, Neelena, Pingalena, Haritena, Lohitena, Annarasena, Purna, Abhavanti. So how do we get all these colors? The Upanishad does not say. Acharya, he explains it from Ayurveda Grantha. So that shows Acharya was expert in Ayurveda Granthas also and that knowledge also. It is because of combination of the three basic principles called Vata, Pitta and Kapha. So the basic three basic humors. And Vata means air. So Vayu Tattvam and it's blue. And pittam is agni tattvam, that is yellow color. And kapha is jala tattvam, white in color. And the blood is red, yellow, red color. So we have got four colors now, blue, yellow, white, and red. When these four principles join together in various proportions, different other colors also come. In fact, Shankaracharya only mentions vata, pitta, kaphanam, taratamyata. That's what he says. Whereas Anandagiri, He is another expert in Ayurveda also. He quotes Sushrusha Samhita and says in what proportion, what color will come and also all those details also for this. So he is well read also. So we need to only know this much, that different has come, and this has been proved also. Actually, Swamiji once, like he mentioned in the previous reference also, I made the same remark. Some doctor told that all these things are all really there. That is why he came to the conclusion that nadis are limb vessels and the limb fluids are flowing with these colors. Some doctor, he went to Swamiji and also he was interested in this particular concept and he explored that. So we don't know that anymore. But now we have to supply a sentence here. Through these nadis, the jiva moves about, and that these nadis are ashrayas for taijasa, the dreamer. Taijasa, so taijasaha, nadi ashritaha. Now what all things he dreams? The Upanishad says, whenever there is avidya and papa karma predominant, then he has terrible dream, nightmares, frightening experiences he gets, sweats. When avidya is combined with punya karma, he gets very nice, wonderful dreams. But in both, duality is there. So dvaitam is there, but when there is vidya or knowledge, then he has advaitam or sarvatma bhavaha. So papa sahita avidyaya duswapanaha, punya sahita avidyaya suswapanaha, and vidyaya advaitam sarvatma bhavaha. This is the essence of this portion. But whether it is good or bad dream, avidyaya dvaitam vartate, vidyaya advaitam. Now, if you look at the mantra, ata yatra, sometimes in dream, swapne yenam gananti iva, he sees as though some people hurt him, kill him, jinanti iva, so vashikurvanti, overpower him, hasti vichayayati iva, as though, all iva means as though elephant chases him, all are, these are all Vedic expressions. So vidravayati, so it is vidhavayati, so chasing. And then gartam patadiva, he falls into a dish when the elephant chases him. In short, the Upanishad summarizes, yadevam jagrat bayam pashyati tadatra. Whatever frightening experiences he may have in waking, all those experiences he has in dream also. So yadyat jagrat bahyam, so jagratavastayam pashyati, bayam pashyati, all those bayam, jagratavastha, whatever bayam he is seeing, tatsarvam swapnavastayam api pashyati, he sees in swapnavastha also. But all because of what? That is a crucial word. Avidyaya manyate. All such experiences are because of avidya, because there is no elephant. Even though none is there, he himself falsely creates duality because of papa sahita avidya. And since this projected through avidya, this duality is false duality. All these events are false. That is why Upanishad carefully uses the expression eva, as though. Someone killing as though. Acharya wants to use specifically note gnanti eva, jinanti eva, vichayeti eva, patati eva. Nothing is there. Fact is, nehananasti kinchana. There is no elephant. Sometimes avidya sahita punyam, then prarabdha punyam fructifies. Then what happens? Yatra devaha eva. He sees himself as gods in heavens, like Indra, Varuna, and all those people. Or Raja eva, as though he is a king. All these are again, what? Avidyaya manyate, because there is no deva, no heaven, no raja, none of them. But what avidya he has? Punya sahita avidyaya manyate. Because it is along with punyam, he gets all these better, good dreams. This is also false duality only. And how do you know that this is false? It is so because here also eva is used. Devaha eva, raja eva. But sometimes what happens? The vidya becomes manifest if he has gained knowledge in jagratavastha. And when that knowledge is manifest in swapnavastha, he will say the same thing. Aham eva idam sarvosmiti. You have to supply the word vidyaya. So vidyaya tu aham eva idam sarvam asmi iti manyate. He looks upon himself as I am all. I am the Chaitanya Swarupam. Here we have to carefully note again, Upanishad does not use the expression eva here. Sarvatma bhava eva, indicating that I am all, is not false, but it is my innate nature. From this, what is the conclusion? Vidya karyam sarvatma bhavaha. avidya karyam dvaitam dukkhancha samsarah. So vidya karyam moksha. Then the Upanishad concludes, saham asya paramo lokaha. This is the highest goal. Paramo lokaha, advaita bhavaha, sarvatma bhavaha is the highest state, highest goal. Therefore, what is the conclusion? What obtains in Sushupti is my true nature. What obtains in Jagrat and Swapna is only my incidental nature. That is the conclusion of this particular mantra. And we will continue with the rest maybe in the next class, tomorrow. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti linasya parasa maheshwarah Shri Krishna Namastu Narayana. Stop.